right, let's see here. It is from a no name, and it says, "Dear Freak Show, I have a confession that's not really mine because I didn't do anything, but I still bear the weight of it. My boyfriend has become really close with a local athlete. That's all I could really say for obvious reasons, but he helped him land a home that he wanted. So the guy has given us tickets to his games and invited us to a couple of pretty swanky events. They weren't large, of course, with all of the stuff that's going on, but they were pretty personal with the team folks, so it was a good look. This guy hit on me in a very definitive way. Like, I'm sure girls go for it because of the status of being an athlete when they just unzip. But I passed, and the guy apologized, which I thought was nice. He said he was sorry and that most girls go for it, so he really was sorry. But then he tried again once I told him that to just forget it had happened. Like, I absolved him, and he tried it again. If I wasn't in a relationship, sure. But the fact that he knows that I'm with someone who he's doing work with is pretty dirty. Now, I want to tell my boyfriend, but if I do, it's going to ruin him, not just because of the business opportunities that this person affords, but he is a real fan of the team as well, mm-hmm. and him. I have no idea what I should do. Nothing happened. But is the attempt and reattempt enough to blow up his little come up? Because it will." And she signed her name, and I'm not going to say anything.
But he's pulling a Louis C.K. He's just like, this guy's just kind of like a whipping
He didn't really, she didn't say he whipped it out. I think
that's what I'm alluding to.
She said he whipped it out. She said, like, I'm sure girls go for it when he just unzips.
Yeah, he's whipping it out.
So, I mean, that means he unzips. But, I mean, that's a, dude, I mean, but we know rappers, we know athletes, we know people who present that way. I mean, but there are people who do
There are plenty of people that do that. And guys do this all the time. Like, that's happened to me before. And
it's just
like,
talk your way into it a lot easier than you can just whip it out and see what happens.
Right. But, I mean, unless...
to cover your tracks a little bit.
But she says she didn't do anything. She said he, you know, tried twice, but and she said it was the guy hit on me in a pretty definitive way.
You get one. I'll give you one with your thang out, but then after that, like, now you're doing it multiple times.
You have to understand that's how situations escalate. Well, that's how it goes from here, I'm just going to whip it out, to like, hey, I'm going to grab you if we're by ourselves.
Right. And so that would be now putting hands on me, whatever, that would be a thing. But if does every pass have to make it to you? Somebody hits on Joanna. Somebody hits on Anthony. But let's see. Sergio's on the line. Sergio, what up?
What's going on, Orlando, man?
What you thinking? Good morning, man. What you thinking?
I'm just thinking, as you know, as this young man's business continues to grow, as this lady, she needs to think about the overall concept. What's the wisest thing they could do is sit down and have a conversation about being exposed to these kinds of people constantly and growing. It is going to happen over and over.
If you're around that type, it might happen. Exactly. So how do we move? How do we want to handle it?
Because the athlete himself, he might know something behind the scenes that's going on with the boyfriend. Mm. You know, guys, you know, guy code. So they need to have an open conversation because it can happen on both ends.
Sit down with him and say, hey, this happened, but don't think you got to stop the business. But let's discuss it on how we going to handle it, because these dudes out here got zipper problems.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
That makes sense.
Touchy-feely too.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I got you. I appreciate it, man. Let's see. David's on the phone. Hey, David, what's good?
Hey, not much. How you guys doing this morning?
We're good. What are you thinking?
So if it's what she's alluding to in the letter, and he unzipped and exposed himself, that's no different than you and me walking into Publix and doing that. She needs to put him on blast on everything and let us know who that athlete was and ruin his career, just like any of us would get our lives ruined if we did that. You are not above the law doing something like that to a female.
Yeah, you're not above the law, but I got to tell you, man. Yeah, them zipper problems are very popular around these people that got their little money and think that they can.
A lot of people feel like they are.
They feel like they're entitled to it. Like, you know, there's guys out there that's just trying it. I mean, Louis C.K. did it. They're athletes, rappers. There are people out there that take those kind of opportunities.
I know a small action snowballs into an avalanche.
Yeah.
Why do you think we got all this news about a certain place for a certain person's...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so you keep on letting things slide like that, it's going to be the same argument through time and time. I mean, it don't matter if it's for money, if it's for the relationship. If she's letting something like that slide, who's she really disrespecting? She's not disrespecting the person who's getting away with these actions. She's disrespecting her
that's
other
a good,
half. She's disrespecting herself.
That's a good point. I mean, do you want to play yourself sitting down with him and saying something? I don't know about the blast thing, but I mean, that might be part of it too. So I appreciate it.
I mean, why are we're, I feel like we're blaming either her accidentally, not intentionally, or him. Like we're feeling bad. We really need to blame the athlete for just handling this situation really bad. And if he's doing this to her, how many other people has he been doing it to?
I love out of the 504, they keep it real. She said, good morning. She should say, just FYI, old boy hit on me. I shut it down. Let's keep getting this paper. I only want you. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't get the bag.
But it's fine
like,
if someone's hitting on you.
Don't shut it down.
We
get
can
the
handle
bag.
That.
What she just said, that's 504. That's Nolan's right
but
there.
But I can handle that. I can handle, like, a little bit of awkwardness here or there. Someone, you know, flirting with me or even somebody that tried to put, like, their hand on my leg and then I, you know, that's inappropriate. I have dealt with that in the past and I could probably deal with that nowadays. But somebody just whipping it out. You know, on occasion.
If you're my girl and you get disrespect, like I'm getting disrespected at this point because he knows we're together.
Here come that Latino. Here
I'm
come.
I'm just saying, you gotta let me know about that.
What like, would you do? Somebody, what would you do about it?
I would probably cut that dude off.
Yeah.
If
right.
you're disrespecting me behind my back, I need to know that.
But look at what, like I said, what she just said. How does that sound? Just an FYI, old boy hit on me. I shut it down. But let's keep getting this paper. I only want you. That's so much clarity right
there.
Yeah,
but it's not, though. You're minimizing the situation. That dude whipped it out on you. He didn't just hit on you. He whipped it out on you.
There's a difference.
That's a big escalation right there.
Next time you hear a zipper, you're just going to have PTSD.
I would want that. Somebody just said, what would you want your girl to do? That right there, I would say, listen, I'm not saying we have to do this, but I want to know your opinion on it. How do you gauge what happened? Because I wasn't there. You're bringing it to me. That's the only thing that I could say in my position.
And she can't be around anymore because now.
I wouldn't have her around anymore.
But he needs, so
but,
he needs
so
to
I
know that.
So I would need
that.
To know.
He
but
needs
I'm
to
saying,
know that.
But the bag chase has to continue. But I'm not going to let you be around my girl anymore because you obviously don't know limitations.
So he got to.
So,
he has
so
to
now
tell,
my girl's
to
not going to be invited to these situations. She'll stay away. And she probably will want to stay away. She's like, go get the money. There's a couple other players you can holler at. Get that. But I ain't going around because the dude's zipping on her.
People are supporting getting the bag. I mean, we're getting tons of texts in. At least put up with it so you can get the bag.
That. Hey.
I don't know if I would do that.
Hey, come on now. Don't
Is it worth your dignity?
You got dignity with this Birkin.
Birkin.